In a black star-sprinkled sky, we soar backward over Earth. Massive block letters of gold and silver orbit into view. The continents show the speckled, electrified glow of hundreds of cities. The Earth eclipses the sun, and a massive word hovers front and center, Universal, a Comcast company.
Parallel black tiles slide into a red background to form the E's in a logo that reads Bleecker Street. The letters fade away, leaving only the now shiny metallic tiles that disappear row by row. A logo appears over a spectrum of colors, Cachette Studios. Words appear, Bleecker Street presents. A Cachette Studios production.
Like we're at the center, and they're all receding from us.
In association with Seymour Cash Productions.
We're smarter than this now. We say we're not going to fall for that. Okay.
In association with Washington Square Films.
We're not going to fall for this again.
You mean somebody's sitting there in the corner thinking every time we make
in association with Last Rodeo Studios.
We're not going to make that mistake again. And so
a radiant light rises into the black, revealing the outline of Earth's atmosphere in space. Words appear. The year humankind lost planet Earth.
No matter where you are, it will look like you're at the center.
Which means what, there is no center? Yes. Every center is an illusion.
Yes.
A dark-haired woman and a bespectacled mustached man in their early 30s lounge on a couch with their cell phones. Sighing, the brunette exchanges her phone for a laptop, which she opens up as she continues lying on her back. Her eyes widen. She sits up.
No.
What?
No.
What's happening?
Oh my god, this is bad.
Wait, so what is it, North Korea?
Oh, my tabs.
What?
My tabs. My internet tabs. They're gone.
Jesus.
Did you use my computer?
His eyes shift.
What are we talking about?
Adventures in Sourdough. 7 tips from 7 master bakers.
Alexa, pause. I mean, your computer was closer. I was
Jack.
Making the bread.
Sue studies her screen.
Alexa, play.
Just for future reference.
Alexa, pause.
I keep my tabs organized. In this case, all of the flights I lined up for Stephanie, which you just obliterated.
So how hard is it to just aggregate all the flights? I'm sorry.
This is my job, Jack. It's important.
Alexa, play.
Alexa, stop.
No, in the world, in this city, there are so many things that are more important.
Okay, what's an important thing?
There's so many.
Name one thing.
Moving into the kitchen, Jack searches on his phone.
Food wastage.
Great, very good.
In New York alone, a quarter of the food is wasted. And it's not just the wasting. It's the food scraps that get trapped under other garbage, and that creates methane. That's why I always make the exact...
Sue checks her phone, then strangles it.
Done already?
She changed her mind.
I love you.
That's nice. Did you mean to say I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for?
For the thing that you want me to apologize for.
Sue, I'm sorry for turning on your computer and not restoring all your tabs before I started new bullshit tabs of my own.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you listening?
Okay. I am so sorry, Soup, for deleting all of your tabs, which are very well organized, and I know are very important to you for work.
Sue points to her exposed neck.
A kiss here, please.
Jack checks over both shoulders, then plants a kiss.
It's $5.
Their lips meet. He moves on top of her.
How long do we have before the party?
Why? What do you want to do before the party?
What?
What are we doing?
He gets off her and picks up his phone.
Oh, it's the groom to be.
As he attends to the text, Sue retrieves her phone from the coffee table. The couple lounge on the couch, each on their cell phone.
Oh, Kylie had a baby.
Ah.
Over a black background, a title appears in white letters. Save yourselves. Adults dance in slow motion as credits appear, starring Sunita Mani, John Reynolds, Ben Sinclair, John Early, Joe Firestone, Gary Richardson, Johanna Day, Zenobia Shroff, and Amy Sedaris. Eyes closed, Sue dances as if in a trance. Casting by Jinnis Rowling. Music supervisor, Kyle McKeveny. Holding a drink in one hand, Jack spins in slow motion. Costume designer, Brooke Bennett. Original score by Andrew Orkin. Visual effects supervisor, Jeff Desham. Production designer, Katie Fleming. Editor, Sophie Marshall. Cinematography by Matt Clegg. Standing next to Jack, Sue laughs. Co-producers Tatiana Bears, Peter Cash. At a bar, a man in a striped shirt stands between Jack and a sitting woman.
Stegosauruses are further from T-Rexes than T-Rexes are from humans.
Okay, so humans have been around for 200,000 years, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
But then dinosaurs, right?
Right, so T-Rexes specifically. They were 65 million years ago, right? That's 65 million years. Bam, we taking it back 100 million years before that. That's when stegosauruses were popping off.
Jack's jaw drops.
We're all the dust bags, you know, and it's like our individual lives are meaningless if you think about it, but only if you think about it.
Well, you know, a fun fact about dinosaurs is they're actually very small.
Mexico City! That's so hip.
I know.
Oh, you're so excited.
We're so excited. We're doing like a whole low footprint wedding thing, so nothing disposable, no plastic straws. Get that out. Oh, hi. Oh, and Cal's parents are flying in a 12-piece New Orleans brass band, honey. 12-piece.
What?
Yeah.
My goodness.
We didn't want to do the whole mariachi thing because it felt a little too much like appropriation.
Later, near the restrooms, Sue blows playfully into Jack's face as he spots someone.
Hey. Is that Raph?
Jack points to a bearded man at the bar who points back in their direction. Now Jack, Sue, and Raph converse.
There's this volcano there, though. It's called the Managua Volcano. Oh, my God. It sits in the middle of this expansive lake, which creates these offshore winds, which produces these gigantic waves. They're like glass sculptures of waves. It's awesome. So it's perfect for this thing I'm prototyping.
Tubular.
Yeah, what are you prototyping? It's 3D printed surfboards made out of algae. You know, the bad kind? It's terrorizing the ecosystem out there, so we're finding another use for it. We're borrowing inspiration from whale tails.
Wow.
That's incredible. I would love to do something like that, you know, like something tangible.
You can.
Oh, yeah. But you have jobs and...
Raph was an investment banker.
The lost decade, yeah.
Whoa. How did you get out of that?
I just quit, you know? I mean, it was changing the chemistry of my brain. I was full of a very slow-burning rage for some time.
I think I have that.
Man, Nicaragua, huh? Living the dream.
Well, you know, I'm back and forth quite a bit. I've been restoring my grandfather's cabin upstate, and it's almost done, and... Actually, this is perfect. Y'all should enjoy it. You should go up there. It's always in need of inhabitants.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, only if you want us
so
to do that.
So generous.
Yeah, we like that type of stuff.
Great.
Oh, Jack, I almost forgot. I got you something in Patagonia.
Me?
Yeah.
Raph pulls out a crystal and hands it to Jack.
Oh my God, it's a rock.
It's a crystal.
It's a crystal, yeah.
I thought of you when I saw it. I know it's kind of kooky, but if you are feeling stressed or angry, just hold it in your hand, and it really helps.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks, Raph.
You're welcome.
Jack holds it firmly. Later, he and Sue stroll down a sidewalk.
I want to start a community garden.
I don't want to get some dirt under my fingernails. Did you see Raph's hands?
Were they dirty?
No, they were like worn, you know?
They cross the street.
I want to be vegetarian again.
Yeah. Really just makes you rethink all your life choices.
Mine?
No, like a collective view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be better people.
Well, like a collective people?
No, like us. Like the two of us.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I'm talking about.
The high rises of a city stand tall behind closely packed residential buildings. As a fan oscillates between them, Sue and Jack lounge on the couch with their phones. Sue eats ice cream from a carton, and Jack snacks on chicken. Sue stares dourly at Jack, who continues to mindlessly scroll. In one swift motion, she slaps the phone out of his hand. Both wear surprised expressions. Jack gives her a sincere nod.
Thank you.
Later...
Yeah, we're disconnecting.
Both talk on their phones in the same room.
Yeah, reconnecting with each other, I suppose.
Hi, Stephanie. This is Sue.
I think so.
I'm sorry to bother you on the weekend. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure you... I got my email. I wanted to talk to you about maybe taking this week
right.
off.
Well, I have about five,
it's in the email. And I sent you a Dropbox link of anything you might need.
Made it while I'm gone, but honestly, I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I just hope it's all okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Sue hangs up.
Yeah. So just pull up pizzabythedozen.com. Yeah, let me know when you get there.
Jack stares at his laptop.
That's it. Yeah.
Sue picks up her phone.
So, they want the users to be able to star and unstar posts, which is...
I'm fired.
He glances over his shoulder at her.
Hey, hang on a sec, Bill. What? I mean, can you call her back? Can you talk to her about this? Hey, I mean, we don't have to do this.
No.
She smiles.
This is good. This is a good thing. It's a good thing.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's good.
Okay.
They take a collective deep breath, and Jack returns to his call.
Hey, Jill.
Later, Sue lies in bed with her laptop, jotting into a notebook. Jack finishes up in a bathroom and heads into the bedroom. She shuts the laptop quickly and puts it away.
Just plucked a gray nipple hair.
He gets into bed beside her.
Ooh, new notebook?
Yeah, rethinking my whole life, so gotta get a freshie.
She sets the notebook down. They snuggle.
This'll be great, Soup. And it's only for 1 week. We'll just get away and let our brain chemistry sort itself out.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Yeah.
He moves to turn off the bedside lamp and returns to cuddling.
I'm proud of us.
In the morning,
you put the big soap into the little soap.
In the bathroom, a dressed Sue stands near a shower, pouring liquid from a big container into a travel-sized bottle.
Put the big soap into the little soap.
Big soap.
Little soap. You put the soap into the little soap.
At the door.
You got confirmation from Raph, right?
Yep, key is in the garlic braid, whatever that is.
Jack holds a jar.
Almost forgot my starter.
You're bringing that?
Yeah, it has to be fed.
Okay. You got everything, right?
Yeah. It's not the end of the world if we forget something.
Sue closes the door behind them. A car drives across a bridge against a background of rolling hills. At a roadside farm stand, chickens wander onto the street.
Chicken, 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 chicken.
The car slows down as they cross. An aerial view follows the car as it coasts through a greener landscape. Jack exits a gas station store cradling snacks. Sue puts the nozzle back on its pump.
I forgot to tell my mom.
That's what the voicemail's for.
She'll hear the voicemail, and she'll know what's up.
She's gonna freak about my job.
So she can freak in a week.
She gets their phones.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. One, two, three.
Hello, this is Jack.
And Sue.
And we are going offline for one whole week, mm-hmm. but we will be back June 9th.
So if you need us, too bad. We will have no phones and no laptops.
We're not checking our email either, guys, and we are not kidding, so...
Bye, world!
Bye!
Their hatchback drives out of the gas station under a cloudy sky. Through the clouds, a cluster of shiny orbs moves across the sky. The hatchback pulls up a long driveway.
Wow, is this it?
Yeah. So nice.
The cabin boasts large glass windows and railings on the deck. Jack gets out and takes a breath.
Oh, wow. The air is so clean.
This is nice. This is so nice.
They gather things.
This is the best thing we've ever done.
They enter a mudroom.
Nice. Oh, wait.
What?
Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
What are you doing?
Siri, play Whitney Houston.
They gaze upward.
Okay, Google, read Moby Dick.
Sue holds a hand to her ear, then smiles.
All clear.
They enter a room and Sue collapses onto a bed. Jack joins her. Both lie prostrate, faces smushed.
I looked up some hikes last night and put them in my notebook.
You're a genius. Okay, let's go.
He rolls on top of her.
Go without me.
An aerial view displays the treetops of a heavily wooded area. Under the dense foliage, Sue and Jack hike a trail. At a lookout, Sue drapes her arm around Jack's shoulder. Glancing to the ground, she fixates on something.
Whoa, look at these ants doing a tug of war over this crumb. Oh, there's more.
She gets up and follows the ants.
Oh, there's a whole line of them. Oh.
She investigates closer.
Wow. They are really going at it.
She smiles up at Jack.
What, I like ants.
Ants carry crumbs.
It's funny. They think this crumb is so important. Little do they know there are two giant humans standing right next to them that could crush them at any moment.
She rises and they both stare off toward the sounds.
Must be hunting season.
She settles back down next to Jack.
Man, it really is beautiful out here, though. We should go build a fire.
Okay.
Yeah?
Jack, I was thinking we could try something this week.
Okay.
I was thinking about the things that we're trying to achieve, so I wrote this stuff down.
She flips through her notebook.
Okay, wait, what is this? What is this? Let me see. How to be a better we. Tips for achieving authenticity in life and love. What?
Yeah.
Is this a list from the internet?
Well, yeah, but I handwrote it.
Sue.
Well, the printer wasn't working.
Sue!
I just wanted to have a starting point for this week to be productive.
How to be a better we. Okay.
Okay.
No, here we go. Begin to see yourselves as more than what you have allowed yourself to believe that you can be. begin to see yourself
as more.
Yeah,
it's, you know, we're not afraid of what we can't do. We're actually afraid of what we can do. It's about individual power. Just read the full description. You always just read the headlines. Read the description. You might like it.
Sue, the whole point of this was to disconnect from the internet. And you brought the internet with us. Hey, what is this hippie crap?
You have a crystal in your pocket.
I like the crystal. I like the way that it feels in my hand.
He shrugs.
Hey, Sue, come on. You don't have to be responsible for every moment.
They wear concerned expressions.
I'm sure it's fine.
At night, the couple head from the cabin carrying armfuls of supplies across the lawn. They approach chairs surrounding a fire pit. Jack drops some wood. Now he blows into the fireless pit. Sue holds a stick with marshmallows on it.
Well, must be some bad wood.
He sits next to her.
Okay. Next time.
Jack drinks. Sue smokes.
The frogs are croaking. Mm.
She passes the joint. They stare skyward.
See the whole dome of the universe.
Mm. Wow. Did you see that?
Shooting star.
Yeah.
The shooting stars move strangely.
Oh my god.
Another one. Wow.
Whoa. What? Wow.
Is it normal?
Maybe it's a meteor shower. I saw this once in Vermont. I was high on acid.
The urge to take out my phone right now. You're very strong.
I've been wanting to YouTube how to make a trap to catch a rabbit so bad. But I'm exercising self-control.
You want to murder a rabbit? You want to see it die?
No. I want to learn how to humanely trap a rabbit.
Who are you?
A star stops mid-flight.
Whoa.
What is...
It careens toward the Earth, then disappears.
Did that one hit the Earth?
Jack goes to pour more liquor.
Oh, no.
What?
No more.
What?
It was just you always get your sleep visions when you drink, and we're in a new place.
Yeah, but I want more.
He leans in close to her and pours. Later, they sleep in bed. Jack sits upright.
Get out! Get out of here!
Oh, my God,
he
Jack.
Stares at a sweater.
Get out of here! Get out of here!
You're asleep.
I'm not asleep.
Yes, you are. You're asleep.
No, I'm not a Spider-Man.
Okay.
Just my head covered in spiders.
It's okay. Just...
All right, here, try.
You're okay.
My head covered in spiders, try.
It's okay.
Try.
Yeah.
Jack lies back down next to Sue. In the morning, in the woods, a man with a shaved head sprints frantically through the trees, looking behind him as he goes. Elsewhere, Jack and Sue carry a canoe. Jack stops to retrieve a fallen-off shoe. She struggles on her side as Jack is preoccupied with his footwear. Later, in the canoe, floating in the middle of a pond, the couple gaze into each other's eyes.
Okay. So now we'll close our eyes and just feel each other.
Oh, okay.
No, feel me up. Feel with your brain.
Right.
Eyes closed, they don't see the man with the shaved head racing toward them. Suddenly, he's yanked to the side. Jack turns his head, and Sue squeezes her eyes tighter.
Well, with your eyes closed, you can really hear all of nature's sounds.
Shh.
Yes.
He blows a bug away. Sue waves away another.
Okay, open.
He smiles with pursed lips.
So calm.
What a gift.
Yeah. What do you think your gifts are?
What?
I was just wondering, because I was thinking about my gifts the other
Wait,
day.
Wait, no, Sue, I know what this is.
My gifts are I'm good with animals, I'm a great listener, I'm fast.
Have you been doing an internet list this entire time? Sue, that's the opposite of authentic.
Well, you're being the opposite of open-minded.
Well, I think that you're doing it wrong. You've just replaced your phone with a notebook. I just think, Sue, that you need to learn how to relax.
Jack jumps into the pond.
This is relaxing!
He backstrokes toward the shore.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna go bake a loaf of bread and eat it.
Paddling, Sue drops an oar into the water. As Jack reaches shore, Sue jumps in and starts swimming, holding her bag up out of the water.
Okay.
They head to the cabin.
Focus on the present moment. That's what you've been saying. Practice listening to your body.
Gross.
Go on an adventure together.
That sounds like a Tinder profile.
Acknowledge your gifts. Practice gratitude. Do things for others.
I don't really think we should be using the list as a weapon.
Why won't you just do the gifts? Can you think of the thing you're gifted at? Jack.
Inside, Jack points to a fluffy ball in front of the fireplace.
What is that? Has this been here the whole time?
The poof? Yeah. I don't know. Probably. I don't think people are going around putting poofs in people's cabins.
He eyes it suspiciously.
Jack, can you focus on your gifts for 1 second?
I floss and parents love me.
In the shower together...
Let's do be honest about something you've never told anyone.
Well, you know, I just think that honesty's best in small doses spread out over a lifetime.
Okay, well, Jack, I feel like I never get much from you outside the regular Jack stuff.
What is wrong with the regular Jack stuff?
Well, I mean, deeper stuff, Jack. Is that for your body wash?
Yeah, which one?
It's a little green.
Here you go.
Ooh, what about this one? What are you really afraid of?
I guess that I'm afraid of my own blood coursing through my body.
Okay, well, I'm afraid of our lives getting stagnant.
Why are you making up problems that don't exist?
I think they do exist. I'm not like you. I can't just sit around waiting for life to happen to me. I want to achieve something this week, okay? I lost my job for this week. Can you pass me the face wash?
Which one is the face
wash? It's the orange one. Yeah. Jack, acquaint yourself with the soaps.
I don't. None of them are labeled.
He holds up multiple little bottles.
We should be doubling down on our work. Not running away from everything. You know what's authentic?
What?
A paycheck with benefits and having a goddamn savings account.
So you know that I have 37,000...
Your Bitcoin does not count, Jack. I'm 30. My mom had 3 kids by the time she was my age. You're 34. What are you doing?
Jack gazes forward, then shoots Sue a glance before getting out of the shower. She watches him go. In the bedroom, Jack pulls on his pants. He buttons up, taps his pocket, and pulls out the crystal. He holds it with both hands, then squeezes it in his right fist. Eyes closed, he lets out a breath. He opens his eyes and nods. Now he descends spiral stairs and strolls past the living room searching. He grabs an axe next to the door and exits the cabin. As Jack trots down the steps outside, the fluffy ball poof by the fireplace is conspicuously missing. Jack stomps toward a wood pile. Scanning around, he heads to a tree stump. He grabs the larger of 2 logs. Unable to pick up the larger log, he places the smaller one onto the stump and steps back. Inside, Sue descends the spiral staircase and scans around the cabin. She heads to the mud room, spotting Jack outside through a window as he chops wood. The axe gets stuck in the log, and Jack awkwardly tries to pry it loose. Sue spins from the window and, without purpose, picks something off a shelf and puts it back. With a bored expression, she tilts her chin upward and leans forward into the shelves. She glances over to a bench where her purse sits. She approaches the bench. Reaching into her purse, she pulls out her phone. She slowly backs away, scouting through the window. Outside, a sitting Jack knocks the log and the stuck axe off the stump. In the living room, she turns on her phone. She mutes the ringer, scrolls, and puts it to her ear. She skips to the next message.
Serena, are you watching this? Those rats in New York? They're not rats. They're not rats, Sue. They're talking about it on Fox and Friends.
Jeez.
Behind her, Jack approaches the door.
Hi, Sue. When did you decide to go away?
As he enters, Sue jumps up and hides the phone in the couch cushions as she sits.
Okay, let's do this.
What? Turn on our phones?
What? No, definitely not. I want to do the list.
Oh.
Yeah.
He sits with her.
Oh, I thought about my one honesty thing that I've never told anyone before.
Really?
Yeah, and I agree with you. Like, we should be productive about this week and stop fucking around, okay? Because I don't want there to be any secrets between us, Sue.
Jack, I'm sorry.
Before you say anything, can I just say what I have prepared?
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I don't know how to be a man.
Sue's wide eyes shift.
Okay.
Like, you know how my dad is really great at man stuff? Like, he can catch a fish and get the hook out of a fish's mouth when it's still wobbling on the ground and then gut it and then feed it to the whole family. My brothers, they picked up on that stuff, and they all know basic plumbing, and it's like, I don't know how to get the hook out of a fish's mouth, and I don't know anything about plumbing.
Jack, you're good at...
Look, I know that that's all, like, bullshit masculinity, and I never wanted to be that type of guy anyway, so I sort of hid behind this idea of a modern man so I wouldn't have to do that type of guy stuff, but I'm, like, not good at the new stuff either. Yeah, I can cook, but I can't tell if a bathroom is dirty, and I am such a bad listener. And, like, I know that when you want to talk about stuff and get honest, I just shut down and I retreat inward and I get so silent. But that's just because I hate the sound of my own voice. It is so pathetic. God, that felt so good. You go.
She leans back.
What?
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be big like mine. It could be small confession or it just feels so good to just get it off your chest. I think you should go.
A confession?
Yeah. I mean, we both have to do it, right?
Yeah, of course. I just can't think of anything right now.
Okay, just what's like the last thing that you weren't completely honest with me about?
The last thing.
Yeah, the last thing.
The last thing.
Yeah. Anything, honestly, big, small. I mean, it could be so fucked up.
I eat my contacts.
What?
Every 2 weeks, I eat my contacts. When I change to a new pair, I eat the old ones.
Your contact lenses?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I've had contacts forever, and I didn't always do that. I just wanted to eat them one night, and now I can't stop.
So this is so bad.
Yeah, it's actually something I'm really scared of, because, like, that can't be good for your...
Whoa, what the hell?
What?
A critter just flew by so fast.
They peer out the window.
A critter? What, like a fox or a squirrel? Or...
I guess like a hedgehog.
What does a hedgehog look like?
You know, like when Sonic the Hedgehog's in his small little ball going so fast.
Did it look like a rat?
No, it was too big and too fast. Jesus.
Jack leaves Sue at the window. She nods to herself.
I'm sure it's fine.
At That night, Jack and Sue play cards.
Give me that one.
Okay.
Thank
you're
so,
so
much. Come on. Hey, come on now.
Okay.
I don't even feel like looking at my phone at all right now. Maybe we should just move out of New York.
Uh-huh.
Get a plot of land somewhere.
Sure.
Start a restaurant. I wonder how much land up here costs.
You want to buy property?
Yeah, we could do it in Brooklyn, you know? I mean, that's like acid gentrification. Okay, so upstate. Yeah, we'll do upstate. Who knows? Maybe in a year we start thinking about having kids.
Yeah, maybe in a year we could start actively trying.
Yeah, no, like you said, we'll just start thinking about
it. My baby's drunk.
That's not true. I just have a little bit of a buzz on.
Jack sips from a glass. A liquor bottle and an unfinished puzzle are on the table. With a hesitant smile, Sue puts down a card. Jack takes it.
I did not want to do this. I'm so sorry, Sue. I did not envision this happening. I actually wanted you to win.
Did you?
I did.
She pushes cards off the table into his lap.
Okay, what is this?
Just all this talk about the futures.
She eyes him.
Work it.
My God.
They move in to kiss.
401k.
She straddles him.
College.
They embrace tighter. He rises, lifting her.
Let's have sex on the unfinished puzzle.
Say something about the stock market.
Collateralized debt obligation.
Outside the cabin window, Raph falls to his knees, blood trickling down his temple. He falls forward, revealing a poof in the yard behind him. A full moon shines through branches. Later, the couple sleep in bed. Suddenly, Jack sits upright.
What is it?
Get out of there!
Jack stares wide-eyed.
You gotta leave us alone!
It's okay. Who is it? What is it?
There's a lion.
Mm-hmm. A poofy ball sits on the wall.
There's a lion looking at me!
No, it's okay.
Sue stays down and doesn't look.
You stay away from my girlfriend!
Oh, that's very nice.
You leave us alone!
Really manly, thank you.
She coaxes him back down to bed. In the morning, the canoe floats unmoving in the stillness of the pond. Inside, cards, puzzle pieces, and an empty liquor bottle remain on the table. In the bed, Sue rolls over and slides under Jack's arm to snuggle.
I'm feeling pretty good about stuff.
Later, they descend the stairs.
Can you make breakfast? Like one of your really good breakfasts.
You want a really good one now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I got you, Sue.
Yes!
He heads to the kitchen.
You did a really good job of that puzzle.
She flops down onto the couch. Jack picks up his starter jar.
Wait, what the fuck?
What?
It's empty.
What happened to my starter?
Did you bake it all yesterday?
Did I bake it all? What? I've been cultivating this for 6 months. Did I bake it all? I would never. Jesus. Are there raccoons around here?
Jack checks the cabin door. Sue eyes the table.
Did we drink all the whiskey?
No, there's plenty left.
Did we spill it?
She picks up the empty bottle.
I can't believe these little fuckers ate it all. Jesus. They licked it clean. You know what? Maybe Blake still has some of the offspring. Oh, I fucking bet he didn't feed it.
Slime sticks to her fingers. She grabs the starter jar and sets it next to the whiskey bottle.
My starter? What?
She grabs Jack by the arm, and they investigate the bottle and jar closer. Both have matching tiny holes.
What does that?
Is there ethanol in sourdough starter?
What are you talking about?
Sue searches the cabin.
Sue?
She spots a poof near the staircase.
Hey.
Did you move the poof?
She points to it.
No. Do you want me to move it back by the
fire? No, don't touch it.
Okay.
I think maybe
it's not just a poof.
Yeah, I guess I don't really know what a poof is.
What? It's like an ottoman, like a furry footstool.
Okay, yeah, I thought maybe it was more like a decorative poof.
What's a decorative poof? What do you mean?
I do not know. Okay, what do you think it is?
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, stop.
He grabs a pair of fireplace tongs.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Slowly, Jack creeps up on the furry ball, extending the tongs. The poof moves. The poof shoots a tendril, which suctions onto the doorframe. Pulling itself to that spot, it shoots another outside and exits the house.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Sue shuts the door, then heads upstairs.
No, seriously, what was that? That was not like a normal animal.
I need to tell you something, and you have to promise not to be mad at me.
What? Wait, what, Sue?
Let me secure everything.
Secure everything? What is happening?
She shuts windows, then pulls Jack into the bathroom.
Sue, what is happening?
Oh, my God.
Sue?
Okay.
Sue.
Uh-huh.
Hi. What is happening?
Okay, so... Well, yesterday I was mad, and then my mom, she was talking about these rats.
Your mom?
And I thought it was the usual crap, because...
Yeah, Abby, what are you talking about?
I turned my phone on.
What?
I know. It was just for a second.
Wait, you listen. Broke the pact.
Okay, yeah, I know. But Jack, listen to me.
You lied to me.
Well, technically, I just omitted information.
That is the same.
Okay, Jack, there were these voicemails from my mom. I thought she was just talking about, like, Fox News or whatever, but she kept saying that these rats were taking over the city and, like, something about ethanol, and it's just...
What?
I don't know. I didn't listen to all of it, but isn't it just, like, a little weird we see this freaky little creature all of a sudden, and then the whiskey and the sourdough, that's ethanol stuff, right?
What are you saying?
I don't know, but we need to turn our phones back on. You have to
No. No, Sue. No.
He shakes his head, then gazes ahead thoughtfully.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, let's get back online.
Creeping stealthily down the spiral staircase, Sue brandishes a toilet plunger, while Jack carries a ceramic toilet tank top. Eyes wide, Sue rushes to the mudroom bench to grab her purse, hurries to the couch to grab her hidden phone, and scurries back to the stairs.
Okay.
They scramble back upstairs. On the bed, she hands him his phone.
Whoa.
What?
I got 3 more voicemails now and a bunch of texts. What about you?
No signal. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a signal either.
God, no messages, nothing.
What?
That's just if you would have told me yesterday, then maybe I'd have all my messages too. So. Okay, whatever. It's just... What do your messages say?
Okay. Francis, where are you guys? Are you seeing this? They're infesting all the bars. Brooklyn is fucked. Let us know that you guys are okay, okay?
What the fuck?
Oh, Kate, everyone's assembling at Yankee Stadium. Wait, no. Don't go there. It's been destroyed.
Jack's eyes widen.
Can I come over? Julian is dwad. Oh, dead. I don't know what to do.
What did the voicemail say?
Right.
Hi, Sue. When did you decide to go away? You didn't tell me that. I think these big rats from Brazil have gotten into New York and are causing a lot of damage. Very dangerous, Sue. Anyway, listen, can you please have a think about Thanksgiving? Because the flights are going to start getting expensive. Okay? Bye.
Oh, my God, it's fucking June, Mom. Right,
okay. Just next one.
Okay.
Next one.
Hi, Serena. Are you watching this? Those rats in New York? They're not rats. They're not rats, Sue. They're talking about it on Fox and Friends. Unbelievable. They're some kind of alien. Would you believe it? Extraterrestrials.
Aliens?
The world. She saw one in the backyard. Hang on. Carol's calling me. I'll call you back. Bye, bye, bye.
That's it. That's the end. I mean, we're toast. Aliens, Sue.
Jack, just stop it. There's more.
Ethanol? What? I'm going to Carol's. Bye.
Oh, I just ignored her. I didn't even... I just thought she was like a crazy person. I didn't even try.
Hey. I'm sure it's okay.
That's the last voicemail I have from her.
Okay, and who are the other voicemails from?
Raph. Your mom.
Okay, yeah, play them. And, play them, then, play them, play them.
Okay.
Jack frowns.
When is that message from?
Yesterday at 1:30 p.m.
Fuck. Okay. Next one is.
Hey, Sue. Listen, I'm trying to get in touch with Jack, and so we tried you, but it sounds like you two have the same ridiculous voicemail. Anywho, so we just want to let you know that we loaded up the boat, and we're going to be out on the water until all of this blows over. Now, Dad has sort of 6 weeks of canned food, so don't worry about us, all right? He's got everything under control. Listen, if you get this in the next hour, we can come pick you up at any port, all right? Get this. Bye.
What time's that from?
5:35 p.m. yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He gestures for the next message.
Okay. Oh, fuck. I'm probably just leaving a message for two dead people right now. We're all gonna die anyway.
So, I'm coming. My grandfather's gun is in the chest in the basement. The code is... Your penicillin was invented. Have it ready for me.
Get away from it! No, it'll
close up! We could have got out!
Okay, well, maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
Alien, Sue! I'm sorry, but you had ample time to tell me about this yesterday, and we could have escaped! We could be on a fucking boat right now!
Okay, well, what are we even doing here? It's like your friend's cabin.
Well, I didn't know that there were gonna be aliens on planet
Earth! I didn't either!
Let's not argue, and it's not helpful to argue.
You were arguing.
I'm just trying to voice my opinion, and then you were starting to argue with me.
Okay, fine, let's just both shut up.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yes, just chill, and, let's just think about this for a second.
Okay. I think we should go into town. Try to get cell service, and then we'll call your parents and meet them by the water.
Okay. Don't you think that would be safer if we just stayed here and, you know, hide?
They bust out of the cabin door, Jack with a tennis racket and Sue with a fireplace shovel. They race to the car and get in, Jack in the driver's seat. He puts the key in the ignition.
No.
What, the car won't start?
Come on!
It's out of gas.
We just put $30 into the tank.
She reaches for the radio.
This is an emergency alert. Take shelter and stay confronted.
God. Is there ethanol and gas?
She pokes her head out of the window.
I don't know these things, Sue. No, windows up. Windows up. Windows definitely do not get out of the car.
Wielding the shovel, Sue backs around the car to check the fuel door. A tiny hole lies next to it. Jack grips the steering wheel frustratedly, then gets out.
Okay. Sue, I need you to be a little bit more focused on safety right now, okay?
Jack, drink the gas. Oh.
She rubs slime.
God. Oh my God.
They scan around, then go back inside.
Okay, yeah, so... I guess that we just stay put, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
We have about 3 days worth of food and kind of seems like the place that people would want to escape to, yeah? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Food. Shelter. And we have a gun in the basement.
No. No, Sue. Okay, no, I'm not adding a gun to the situation. There's already enough danger as it is. No gun. I can't do that.
Jack?
Mm-mm.
Jack, I know, trust me, I know.
The presence of a gun. Having a gun in the home increases the probability of one of us being shot.
I hate guns too. The statistics...
If I so much as pick up a gun, I'm more likely to shoot you than anything else in the house.
I know, Jack, yes. I know the statistics. You're 11 times more likely to kill yourself than any external threat.
Exactly. No gun.
Sue averts her gaze.
It's just that we might need to use the gun. Like if aliens are coming toward us, a gun might stop them.
Jack nods.
Okay. We're gun people. No. We are gun people now.
Later, they clear the coffee table and set down a gun chest. Sue holds her phone.
My grandfather's gun is in the chest in the basement. The code is 70, your penicillin was invented. Have it ready for me.
Get away from it! No, it'll close up!
It sounded like 1970? Or like 1770.
1870?
What was penicillin the cure for?
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to start at 1700.
Okay, that's
yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Jack lowers and starts working on the lock. Sue paces.
Show my mom's okay. Oh, I wish I could call her.
Sue, you can't just think about... Yeah, right. 1704. And the thing about... That's, you know, because then you have... when you have parents, then...
What?
Then, I can't do the code and talk. Yeah, there we go.
Sue sits and takes over trying combinations.
So, let's not speculate.
Right.
What do we know? What do we not know?
Okay, what do we know?
He stands.
Well, we know that there are aliens on planet Earth.
Jesus Christ.
And we know that they look like tiny, furry little footstools, and that New York has been evacuated, which means that other cities have been evacuated as well.
He sits back down.
Look, we can't think about this in terms of, like, movies that we've seen, because these are aliens from another planet, not Earth. So it doesn't really make sense to be talking in terms of wants, because those are really Earth-based behaviors.
Okay, we have to start somewhere.
I don't think so. I think we should start nowhere.
He gets up again.
I'm gonna start looking for more stuff to make weapons.
Wait, are you leaving this room?
Yeah, I think there's more weapon-y stuff in the basement.
But, okay, just be careful. It's the poof is so fast and sneaky.
Right, those are Earth-based attributes. But yeah, okay.
Sue shifts uncomfortably and returns to working the lock. Jack descends basement steps. He proceeds slowly in the dark. Light from a window illuminates him as he continues forward. Upstairs, Sue concentrates on the lock. Her head turns toward the sound. A fly crawls over the inside of a window. She lets out deep breaths and shakes her head. Her gaze concentrates on the fireplace ahead of her. Her eyes flit upward, following its ventilation path. In the basement, Jack uses a flashlight to check a cabinet's lower shelves. He stands and moves away, spots something, and recoils. A basketball sits on a shelf. Kneeling at the fireplace, Sue opens its glass door, then touches the damper handle. She scoots closer and extends her phone flashlight into the fireplace. She recoils as Jack enters.
What the hell was that?
I dropped a flashlight. What are you doing?
I don't know. God. Can we not split up again? It's just too scary.
Yeah, sorry. I got tape, flashlight, a broom, and I think we should use the wine.
Use the wine?
Yeah, it's like a distraction bomb.
What?
Okay, so the poof is coming towards us. We have the wine. We throw it very far away. It shatters. The poof goes right towards the wine.
He holds out his arms, a wine bottle in hand.
It's not a bad idea. It's pretty clever.
Thanks, yeah.
She rests an arm on the gun chest. She shifts it with both hands.
The hinges aren't on. Looks like it just...
It opens easily.
Bingo.
Oh.
An antique rifle sits inside.
We should test that.
Jack cranks a window open and sets the gun barrel on the sill. He lines up a shot, then sets the gun down and removes his shirt.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just protecting my ears.
He wraps it around his head.
I think you should too.
He winks.
Just shoot the gun.
Sue cups her hands over her ears. Jack poises himself, ready to fire.
God, this trigger's hard to...
He recoils as the window shatters.
Jack, are you...
He rubs his head.
Oh, three in my hair?
No, I think...
Yeah, cool.
I think you're good.
How about on my body?
You're good. Are you okay?
Yeah,
totally. They cover the window with a tipped-up couch.
I hid the bullets, too. In a separate place.
Jack nods, and they embrace.
Regardless of everything else, I'm glad we're on the same page about guns. I'm starving.
Me too. You should probably ration, though, right?
Yeah.
They bite into hunks of bread.
We should make go-bags, too. In case we have to leave really suddenly.
All right. We got, like, passport and birth certificates.
Sue gives a look.
No, we don't have those. Okay, yeah, go back. That's a good idea.
Jack opens the fridge.
We have spaghetti squash, microgreens, lamb chops, leftover quinoa. Would have killed us to have gotten some non-perishables.
Later, Sue sweeps, holding her phone as Jack waits.
Okay, 3, 2, 1... Go.
Springing into action, Jack unloads items from the fridge and Sue puts them into a cooler.
Oh, crap.
An egg falls to the floor and they keep going.
Get the ice.
He throws ice cube trays on top and leans on the cooler to close it.
It won't close, it won't close.
It's okay, let's go.
They head for the door.
Okay, I'm here. Banana bag, the duffel, the backpack. Good.
She stops the timer on her phone.
23 seconds. Not bad.
Seems like less stuff to carry on the run.
At night, blankets cover the windows as Jack and Sue sit back to back on the floor.
Okay. Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm.
What time are you going to Wimbledon?
I don't know.
I was thinking about tennis.
That's a good one. Okay, Sean Connery. What did Sean Connery say to the hostage who had a beard?
I don't know.
I came here to save you.
Is anyone gonna shave us? Or are we gonna have to shave ourselves?
If it's as bad as it seems, everything's gonna be different. Maybe I can be a part of the team that rebuilds the internet.
Jackie.
Yeah.
We don't have any skills.
Jack gazes down. Sue leans her head back against him.
Are you scared?
A little bit.
Me too. A little bit.
Jack yawns, covering his mouth.
You should go to sleep for a bit.
I'm abandoning you? No way.
I'm not even tired yet, seriously. I'll wake you up when I'm tired and then you can keep watch.
They lean back to back and Jack's eyes are closed.
I love you, Jackie.
Later, they both lie fast asleep on the floor. Jack startles awake.
I know they don't look like us, Jack.
He sees Raph in a furry hat.
But who's to say they won't take better care of this place?
Get out of here!
Jack, it's okay.
Sue wakes okay. And follows Jack's gaze.
Poop on the couch!
You stay away from us!
There's a poop on the couch!
The poop drops to the floor.
Jack, we need to go.
She pulls him to the door as he sees Raph again.
Run, Jack. Okay,
let's go.
They exit the dark cabin into the morning light.
That was the proof, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Barn.
They race to a barn across a field.
I just woke up.
Sliding open the barn door, they rush inside. They slide past a vehicle and crouch down in front of it. Sue scans around, spotting a set of keys on a hook.
Keys? Keys.
She turns to the vehicle.
Car!
Yeah.
Car!
Yeah.
Jack grabs the keys as Sue checks the gas tank.
No!
He gets in the driver's side.
No! 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 I'm gonna have to go clutch it.
It's stick shift.
Stick, you can't drive a stick?
Can you?
No. Well, my boyfriend in college taught me once, but it was once. I don't know. I'm not very good. I don't know. Okay.
She scoots over to drive as Jack races around to the passenger side.
Okay. The clutch in.
The car lurches.
Right, you have to keep the clutch in.
Poking his head out first, Jack opens the barn doors, then gestures Sue out.
Sue!
He keeps watch as Sue backs the old boxy off-road vehicle out of the barn. Jack jumps in.
Go! Go!
I'm going!
Okay. Come on, Sue, a little faster.
Okay, I'm just fast.
The vehicle backs slowly down the long driveway, then stops.
Wait, the go-bags.
God damn it, the go-bags.
We can do this. 23 seconds, we got this.
Sue, the poof is in the cabin.
Right. Okay, but let's just forget the fridge stuff then. We don't have to go in the cabin. We have the go-bags by the door with the essentials. That's all we need. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to reverse. Mm-hmm. You're actually going to go to the wood pile and get the axe. I'm going to go into the cabin, get the grab bags by the door, and then we'll wing back in the car and we'll reverse.
Okay, reverse, go to the wood pile, go back to the door, get the gold bags, get outside, and we'll take the other.
Are you listening or are you repeating?
Yeah, you go to the axe. Just one more time. No, just get the axe and... Okay, I'm so sorry. What is it? What's that one more time?
They stop at the cabin. Sue runs inside as Jack takes off the other way. Returning with the axe, Jack stops in his tracks. Sue grabs the bags.
Sue!
What?
Simon, proof on the roof!
What?
Proof on the roof!
She looks up. The poof shoots a tendril onto their vehicle, then retracts it. It scoots behind a chimney out of sight.
It didn't drink the gas. I don't think it... Is it clear? Is it good?
Okay.
They scramble back into the vehicle.
Let's go.
She drives in reverse.
You see me?
She runs over something.
What was that?
It doesn't matter. Let's just keep going.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
She shifts into drive and accelerates.
Hey-o.
They drive over something again. As they pull away, multiple poofs move outside the cabin.
All right, yeah, I'm not an expert, but don't you think that we should be switching gears?
Raph's squished body lies in the grass, and a poof zooms past it. An aerial view reveals the vehicle driving under a canopy of densely packed treetops. At the wheel, Sue squints repeatedly.
Damn it, I slept in my contacts.
Oh, what, you didn't need them?
She smiles.
Still no service?
No service.
Ahead, a truck stops.
Hey, what is that? Stop.
A poof is attached to its side. A woman with a gun exits the driver's side.
It sucked out the gas.
Oh, it's going straight through.
The poof shoots a tendril into the woman.
Oh, my God.
A man gets out of the passenger side. He runs to the fallen woman. The poof shoots him and scurries toward Jack and Sue.
Oh!
Shit, Sue.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Reverse.
Come on. Oh, God. Okay. Can't get it. Jack, what are you doing?
Jack leans out his open door, tosses a wine bottle into the woods, then comes back in. The poof halts in the road. It rises off the ground, emitting gas underneath it. They watch as it hovers in front of them. The poof lowers back down, leaving distorted waves from its gaseous vapors before scooting toward the woods.
Holy shit.
Jack smiles.
It worked.
It worked.
Holy shit.
Sue makes a disgusted face.
Oh.
Jack buries his nose in his shirt.
Oh, yeah.
It's in my mouth. Did it just poof us?
Sue pulls her shirt up over her face.
Is it gone?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, okay. Try.
Sue accelerates roughly. They slowly pass by the murder scene.
Jesus. That's a lot of blood.
She breaks.
What was that?
That's a baby.
That's definitely a crying baby in the truck.
Okay, you know, what if it wasn't a baby? What if it was like a bird or something?
Sue nods, her lips pursed.
Okay, look, under normal circumstances, you know I would help the baby out. I mean, you know I would. I just think that right now we should be just full-blown selfish, yeah?
Jack, we can't be the people who left the crying baby in the truck, though.
Maybe we didn't hear it, right? I mean, what if we just drove by and we didn't even hear it, the baby?
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Jack gets out with the axe in hand. He and Sue approach the truck, scanning the area as they go. He peeks into the back of the vehicle.
Shit, it's a baby.
Sue looks.
Should we just take it, or should we leave a note?
Well, I'd like to get the fuck out of here as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sue opens the passenger side door to find the baby in a car seat.
Hi. Okay, we're gonna get you out of here.
Jack keeps a lookout.
Can you help me with the seatbelt?
He drops his axe and moves to help Sue. A woman hidden in the truck bed climbs out unseen.
Should we just get him out? That's how you should do it. Let me look for some.
The woman sneaks to the dead woman's body and picks up her gun. Jack spots her through the truck window. He puts his hands up. The woman points to their vehicle.
It's a diesel, isn't it? Oh, lady. I'm gonna take the car, okay?
Okay, no!
There's six more bullets left in this gun.
She gets in.
Don't do this, please, don't do this!
We don't know what we're doing!
We need to leave us here!
What about the baby? It's not my baby.
The woman pulls away in reverse in their vehicle. Jack puts both hands on his head. Sue runs a hand through her hair.
What is happening?
We're fucked. I mean, we were fucked. And now we have no car and the fucking baby.
Where did she come from? The woods? The Copex, Jack.
Yeah, what the fuck just happened?
I knew it. If we had the gun, we would still have the car.
Sue, if we had a gun, she would have shot us and then stolen the car.
They glance at the truck.
Is he okay?
Of course he's not okay. His parents are dead and he's stuck with us, Jack. You're okay, little guy. Let me get you out of here.
Okay, let's just grab their shit and let's go.
Okay, where?
I don't know, the woods, the other way.
Jack checks his phone, then stuffs it in his shirt pocket.
Service?
Yeah. Okay, let's stay away from houses and cars.
Sue picks up the baby.
Okay, but just hurry up because I think we're kind of in a hot zone here. The car probably still smells like ethanol.
Oh, bingo.
Jack finds a baby carrier. Now the baby rides in it, hanging in front of Jack.
I feel like I can still smell the poof.
As they walk through the woods, Jack wields the axe and a bottle of wine. Sue rummages through a backpack.
My birth control was in the car. God damn it. If we don't get rescued in the next 3 days, I'm going to get my period.
Is that how that works?
Instant noodles, electrolytes, epinephrine. Huh. There's a birth certificate for this little guy. Oh, my God.
Well, what is it?
She shows him the document.
No.
He glances at the baby.
Baby Jack?
Baby Jack.
We have two Jacks.
The baby smiles. Jack's eyebrows go up.
Oh, I think baby Jack shat himself.
Oh.
They settle on the ground.
Do you know how to do it?
I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, it's not cricket science. Cricket? Rocket science.
Yeah. I changed my nephew a couple of times. He peed on me once, so I learned my lesson there. You gotta keep your head back.
Sue pulls an item from the backpack.
Just put him on the ground?
Changing mat.
Yeah. Okay.
She spreads the mat out.
Hi. Okay, baby Jack. Okay.
Jack lays the baby down and they change him.
Ooh. What we got here? Little snappies? Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. There we are, yeah. Oh. Oh, you got a little frown on, huh? You little frowny guy. He grabbed his license like a two-person job.
Sure. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. There we go.
Whoa.
Jack rises, unsteady on his feet. He chucks the used diaper into the woods.
Litter bug.
Sue's smile falls. She eyes the baby. She blinks. Jack holds out a new diaper.
I think I need to sit down.
She stands and heads off. Jack puts the diaper on the baby. He looks over at Sue, who is crouched low to the ground.
You're really pretty.
I guess I feel pretty. I can't see you very well, but I would say you look strong.
Yeah.
He stands with the axe.
I feel strong.
Good.
Now, Jack holds an oversized baby bottle. Then a bunch of tiny bottles fall out of his hands.
I mean, this is what we should have done all along. Had a baby living wild and free.
The baby crawls off.
No burden of a job or society.
Yeah.
Now we have.
Sue tosses leaves.
Now we have a son.
What? What? What did you say?
Jack stands with a tree.
Do you want to meet the officiant? Sue, this is Reverend Tree. Reverend Tree, Sue.
Things start moving in slow motion.
He's marrying us.
We're getting married?
Here we are.
We're getting married.
Yes. Let us promise to always listen to each other's thoughts and feelings. And to never lie.
Especially when it pertains to aliens.
Okay.
And let's just get jobs and contribute to society. And let's rebuild the country. Of course, take your time. I don't need an answer right now.
And that's what I told you guys. If you come around here another time, you better shove that up your ass tracks at me, Coconut.
Jack shakes his head.
Oh, there we go, Sue. So what is this? Sue.
Jack.
Jack lies down. Sue goes to him.
Jack!
It's not me.
Jack, I'm gonna save you.
Sticking her head into the backpack, Sue rolls on the ground.
I got it.
A blurry Sue pulls two auto injectors from the backpack. Jack chews dirt.
Wait.
Is that string cheese?
Don't fight me.
Ah, I like that stuff.
The instructions go in and out of focus.
Remove glue.
One in each hand, she flips off the safety covers.
One. Two.
She kneels next to Jack.
Three.
She stabs the epinephrine into both of their thighs simultaneously. Their eyes widen, then they pass out. Sue lies draped over Jack's body. An aerial view shows a white poof in a clearing in the woods moving under the canopy. In the distance, rolling hills rise over the treetops. Back in the woods, Jack wakes up on the forest floor. Sue lies still next to him. He struggles to his feet. He stretches and looks around. He notices the auto injector in his leg and pulls it out. He spits out dirt.
Sue.
He shakes her.
Sue.
What?
We've been drugged. Something happened.
What's happening? Are you stabbing me?
No. The poof. It poofed us. And we just gotta go. It's not very safe out right now, okay?
Oh, no. I lost a contact. It's not in my eye.
Oh, shit.
God damn it. All my other contacts are in the goddamn car.
All right, hey. Well, whatever happened to your glasses?
I didn't like the way they looked, so I threw them in the garbage.
Okay. Well, can you see at all?
Look through one eye.
Jack looks at the ground with a concerned expression.
So?
What?
Where's baby Jack?
She turns to the empty changing mat.
Jack! Jack! Okay, I mean, he was here, and then I was here, and then he went...
We lost the baby. Of course we lost the baby.
I don't think he could have gotten far, all right?
Yeah. Sure, we can't even take care of ourselves, let alone a baby. We should have just left him in the car for someone more capable to find him. Jack, we're idiots. We should be dead instead of baby Jack's parents.
I think you're just having a hard time right now because we were poisoned.
No. The world is fucked, and we should stop pretending it's not.
Okay, maybe if we just be quiet, we can hear him. Okay?
Sue closes her eyes. Her expression saddens, and her shoulders shudder.
We're gonna die out here!
Sue, no. We're not dying. Hey, we're not dying. Let's just try to focus on one thing, finding the baby. Focus with me. Okay.
She focuses on Jack. He takes a few steps away and listens. He runs toward the cry. Sue follows. The baby sits nearby.
Baby Jack!
A poof stands between them.
Poof. Is it looking at us or is it looking at him?
They look at the supplies lying behind them.
Okay. On the count of three, you grab the knife, and I'll grab the wine. One. No!
The poof moves at them. They take off. Jack trips.
Jack!
Sue brandishes the knife. The poof approaches. Jack rises, glances at Sue, and stares at the poof as he gets in between them.
The wine.
Crouching, she walks her fingers to the bottle and picks it up. She rises and chucks the wine bottle off to the side. It shatters against a tree. The poof shoots a tendril at Jack's chest.
Jack!
It pulls Jack off his feet onto his back.
I'm alive.
He sits up.
Jack
falls onto his back again. Sue readies the knife. The poof pulls on its tendril. Jack takes out his crystal. Sue hacks at the tendril. Jack hits it with the crystal but gives up. The cut tendril retracts into the poof's body. Jack tosses the hacked off end to the ground.
You okay?
He smiles slightly and arches his eyebrows. The poof deflates, then lies motionless. She rises and takes off. Jack gets to his feet. Sue runs past the mound of fur. Jack stops near it, then continues past. Sue picks up the baby, and Jack embraces them both. Jack winces as he gingerly pulls his phone from his shirt pocket.
No way.
There is a tiny hole in the cracked screen.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it almost killed me, but I think so.
He strokes her cheek tenderly.
You stepped between me and the poof.
Yeah.
You shielded me.
Well, you savagely murdered that poof when it was attacking me.
I didn't like it. Yeah. I really didn't want to. I don't like killing things.
Yeah. They embrace tightly.
Oh, sorry, I can't stop shaking.
It's okay. I'm shaking too. I'm more chock full of epinephrine right now.
He scans the area.
I think we're close to the trail. Let's just keep going up that hill.
Sue gives him a meaningful look. Jack smiles.
What, do you love me or something?
She smiles back.
What is an epinephrine?
I don't know.
Carrying the baby, Sue starts to walk. Jack puts his hand on her back. With the baby riding in the carrier, Jack leads the way through the woods. Sue follows, wearing the backpack, holding the axe in her hand. They slow down as Jack spots an area off their path.
Is that the lookout?
They unload and settle down at the same lookout spot as before.
Really is a nice view, huh?
Here.
Jack hands the baby over to Sue. He gazes ahead thoughtfully and lets out a breath. Spooning baby food from a jar, Sue feeds the baby.
We were here just a few days ago.
3 days ago. I don't even know who I am anymore.
Oh, I don't think it matters who we are anymore. Yeah?
The baby eats.
Right?
Jack stands, shoulders slumped.
Yeah?
He looks off past Sue into the woods.
Oh, there's a thingy.
He spots a whitish vertical structure.
Oh, yeah, Sue, there's something over there.
He points at it. Sue glances over.
Was that there before?
Huh. What is that?
Staring at it, she inadvertently holds the spoon just out of the baby's reaching mouth. As they tentatively approach it, Sue hands the baby off to Jack.
Just looking.
Sue?
I'm just looking.
Sue?
She moves away quickly. She approaches the semi-translucent structure, which is about twice her height and shaped like a shell. A distorted Sue can be seen through the structure as if it were a sheet of cracked ice. Sue studies it with wide eyes.
What is she doing? Yeah, what's she doing?
She tries to touch it. She pulls back.
Okay, we're touching it.
She tries again.
I can't. There's like a force field.
Great. Well, maybe we don't touch it.
Yeah, it's not safe.
What's safe now, Jack?
Okay. Let's touch the thing.
He walks over with the baby. Sue keeps her curious gaze fixed on it. Jack moves to the opposite side of it. He reaches out. He smiles. He looks at Sue, then touches it again. Sue looks down.
Is it a communication tower or something?
Oh, look, it just keeps going, like down into the ground. Oh. Phone?
Oh.
Phone!
It's me!
Phone!
It's me!
Phone.
Sue takes the baby. Yes. Jack checks his phone.
Who is it?
No.
Who is it? What is it?
It won't pick up. It's totally busted. What?
It won't answer. It won't answer. Check yours. Check yours. Check
she yours. Gives him her phone.
It's on. Oh. Oh my God, I have signal. Yes. Oh my God, yeah. So many texts.
Yeah.
Behind them, the structure begins to move.
Oh my God. Okay, go to CNN.
Okay. All right.
What
is that?
Go to Twitter.
This isn't real.
What is happening?
This can't be real.
Go to Facebook.
The baby moves his head as the shell structure closes around them. Jack and Sue look up from the phone at their new enclosure. No sound escapes the semi-translucent pod as they panic inside.
Help!
Jack continues screaming within the bubble. No sound escapes.
Help! We're in a booth trap! We're in a fucking booth trap!
Jack.
Hey, wait, Sue, through the phone.
Oh my God, yes. Wait, let me call my mom. No, I don't want to worry her.
911.
911. Yes.
Okay. No, speaker, speaker.
Speaker.
You have called 911 due to high call volume. I need to pass your call right now. Please leave a message after.
Okay, this is Serena Raji.
And Jack Windham, residents of Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Yeah, hi, we're somewhere near Pine Bush, New York.
And we have a baby, we found him, baby Jack. And we're in a pod, and we're trying some alien trap of some sort, and we can't get out.
Oh, and we're going up. We're going up.
So?
We're going up. We're moving up now.
Sue?
They rise above the treetops.
If you get us, call us back at 917.
You have been disconnected.
They wear terrified expressions.
Oh, shit.
We're in the sky, Sue.
The blurred green of the trees grows distant. Sue peers through the semi-translucent wall. Through the clouds, a helicopter flies down and away from them.
Shh, it's okay.
Hey.
Hi. It's okay.
Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's fine. I'm sorry.
Jack gives Sue a glance. She gazes ahead thoughtfully. The pod breaks through the layer of clouds and continues rising upward. Their eyes widen.
It's okay.
Are you having trouble breathing?
Jack lifts his hand toward the shell.
Oxygen.
Sue frowns as their transport quivers. The baby stares skyward with his mouth open and points up. Darkness blankets over and around them as they move away from the earth. Multiple pods rise with them from the planet's stratosphere.
Are we saved?
Sue gazes ahead. The baby smiles. They join him. As they peer out of their transport, their smiles fade. The darkness of space envelops them. Jack and Sue stare ahead. Baby Jack averts his gaze. The semi-translucent egg-shaped pod, with the family of three inside, floats deeper into space over the brightness of the Earth below. Words appear. The end. Cut to black. Opening credits continued. Executive producers Avi Nir, Alon Struzman, Peter Troggatt. Executive producers Joshua Bloom, Philip Erdos, Rebecca Feinberg, Jared Cash, Andy Humans. Produced by Kara Durrett. Produced by Mandy Tagger Brocky, Adi Ezroni. Written and directed by Alex H. Fisher and Eleanor Wilson. Credits roll. Country of origin, United States of America. Poof Party LLC is the author of this motion picture for the purposes of U.S. copyright law and the Berne Convention, as well as other international laws giving effect thereto. The characters and events portrayed in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead or to actual events is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture, or any part thereof, including soundtrack, could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. Save yourselves. Copyright 2020 Poof Party LLC. All rights reserved. This film has been described by Pixelogic Media with funding by Bleecker Street, voice by Tansy Alexander. Individual photos of diverse people rotate and collect behind a logo. Legion, fan-owned.